Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
And welcome to this episode of DeRusha Eats. I'm Jason DeRusha, coming at you from downtown Minneapolis at the Odyssey Studios of WCCO Radio. I am the food editor and food critic for Minnesota Monthly Magazine. And each week we bring you interesting people in the food business here in Minnesota, from around the country, going through the same stuff than people in every city are going through. I'm fascinated by the creative process in restaurants. How do you avoid the regular, the boring, the road oft traveled? Two real creatives for you in this episode 27 of DeRusha Eats. Steve Schussler is the creative genius behind Rainforest Cafe. I mean, think of Rainforest Cafe back in its day with the animatronics, the entertainment. Oh, it was so exciting when that lightning and thunder would go. Steve has created dozens of interactive restaurant concepts, including an incredibly successful restaurant called Boathouse in downtown Disney in Orlando, Florida. He has a laboratory based in suburban Minneapolis. He talks about what drives his creativity today, what diners want, and the differences between Minnesota diners and Disney diners. It's good stuff. Plus, Jamie Olson. I've known Jamie for a long time, a former bartender who became a restaurant owner with Centro and a high-end Mexican restaurant. Then the pandemic hit, she shifted, and she's also come up with a new ghost kitchen concept. It's super fun, delicious stuff. Hippo Pockets. Two creative people getting it done. Lots of inspiration for you in episode 27, Creativity of DeRusha Eats. And our guest today is really a one-of-a-kind, a legend in the restaurant industry. He's also an author. The book is called It's a Jungle in There. Steve Shut Up Schussler is with us. You have how many books? Steve, get in front of the microphone.
Okay, I'm in front of the microphone.
How many books have you written?
I've written two books.
The other is Amphicars.
Right, Amphicars. The ones that I run at Walt Disney World in Orlando at our Boathouse restaurant were created 1962 to 1967. They built 3,200 of them. There's probably 400 left in the world. We own about 25 of them. We give rides down at Disney World nonstop next to our restaurant, the Boathouse. And we do about 80 rides a day with a captain. And the boats go in at night, get refurbished, and come back the next day.
How'd you end up creating restaurant concepts? Because you didn't start in restaurants, did you?
Well, I went to camp as a kid, and my parents couldn't afford to send me to camp, so I worked as a waiter. I worked as a maitre d', so I worked my
Where'd you grow up?
In Far Rockaway, New York. Bell Harbor, Rockaway Beach.
I mean, you don't have a St. Louis Park accent.
Well, so. No, and I tried to get rid of my New York accent in front of a mirror for years, but it didn't work.
Right. Why would you?
Well, you must be from the East Coast. Were you self-conscious
about it?
Self-conscious about the fact that everybody that heard my voice said, you must be from New York.
Yeah. Helps you stand out, though. You've always been about standing out for the crowd.
I've been standing out for a while.
These
are some of the business cards. One of the things I'm proud of, besides, not only do we create restaurant concepts, but we're branding experts. We do trademarking, licensing. We do a lot of other things that people don't realize.
You came up with Rainforest Cafe, I think, is the one certainly locally and all around the world.
Yes. I built 45 in 7 years in three continents. We started with the one at Mall of America. We opened October 4th, 1993.
Why do you think that hit so much?
Well, it's escapism, and it had great food. You know, people think that if you're creative...
The food was great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
People think that if you're a creative guy, that you can't be a foodie as well.
And you have to pick between design, creative.
Yeah, or that you can't be a world-class chef and also have a creative, theatrical-themed restaurant. Well, every restaurant in the world is themed. It's a Greek restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant.
Right. I mean,
they're all themed.
Right.
So it's nothing new. It's just that we go overboard. Our attention to detail is off the chart.
I mean, you know, just talking about Rainforest Cafe, it takes me back to sitting in that store at the Mall of America, and
it's a jungle
in here. The lightning and the thunder go, and the whole, like, I mean, it was magical. It was magical, and we would bring our kids there, and they just couldn't believe it. Like, I was talking to a friend last night about restaurants, and we were talking, today they call it the vibes. Are the vibes right? And you've sort of always had a sense for creating that vibe.
Yeah, but, you know, I had downtown Jukebox Saturday Night, and I had that for 7 years, and it was a wild place, and it was great, and we played 50s and 60s music, and it was a big hit back then. I had a 57 Chevy sticking out of the wall, a helicopter on the roof. I mean, we went really overboard with it. And when that closed down, I decided I needed to do something that was more family-oriented. I didn't like work until 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was always drunk, and you had to deal with all of that. So I created Rainforest Cafe in my home. And all my neighbors bought walkie-talkies, and they all would say, hey, you can't imagine what this guy's up to now. I got raided by the FBI and the CIA and everybody else at 3 o'clock in the morning because I had the largest electric bill in the state of Minnesota. And they thought I was growing marijuana plants. Instead, they came in and they said, we caught a criminal. No, we found a nut growing a tropical rainforest in his home.
Steve Schessler is with us. How do you keep generating ideas? I guess it's sort of two questions. Do you struggle to keep generating, or is it more struggling to kind of keep the train on the tracks and not get distracted with the next new?
We generate a lot of new concepts. We have five laboratories here in Minneapolis where we actually build them out and we create them. So creating them or developing them is not the issue. The issue is finding the right place for them, then raising the funds to build it.
Is it specific location or is it market, right community, right?
Right market, right community. I've got a concept right now. It's $40 million worth of Chinese artifacts. And Minnesota needs a great Chinese restaurant more than anything you can ever imagine. And I don't know that the audience is here, that there's enough people that would go into my Chinese restaurant that would help pay for the amount of money it took to develop. And that's
how you ended up in Orlando and in the Disney concept.
Well,
with
yeah,
the
you have to have a return on investment.
Yeah,
and our Boathouse restaurant does $50 million a year. It's the second largest grossing restaurant in the United States.
$50 million a year.
Holy which is
crap.
Just beyond belief. I always pinch myself
that's
every morning
crazy.
When I wake up. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I'm honored. I'm humbled by it.
Describe the concept when you had the vision for it.
Well, it was always to have high quality food, and develop an oceanfront restaurant that had great food, waterfront dining, and I call them dream boats. And they're wooden boats that have brass and copper and silver, and they look like jewelry, and they're sitting on the water. And we position them about 8 or 10 inches above the water, and they're floating pieces of artwork surrounding the entire restaurant. So people come, they take pictures, their children take rides in the amphicards, the families do. And our restaurant is run by a Chicago group called Gibson's. Gibson's
oh, yeah.
have some of the
great,
best steaks
great
in the country. Yeah,
Chicago.
They have their own their own brand of steak. And I learned with Rainforest Cafe after opening up 45 and 7 years in three continents that I know what I do great. And what I do great is not operating day to day. I don't want to touch cash. I don't want to deal with human resources. I want to create. I want to instill my creativity into a concept. I'm great at tasting the food and describing what's right for me, even though I'm not a chef. Mm. I want to be part of every single part of the restaurant.
Do you think chefs and owners take restaurants too seriously?
I don't think you could take food too seriously when you're feeding the public.
Yeah.
And you know,
but you know what I mean. There's sort of an obsession about the detail of the culinary technique. And I sometimes think people have left behind the fact that we want to be entertained. We want to be transported. We want an experience.
Well, I think so. I mean, there's a couple of restaurants in town, which I won't mention, which are high-end. High-quality restaurants, and they have a flower on the table and a couple of plants hanging in the place, but they have a world-class chef, and they think that's enough. And personally, I think they could put a lot more of their talent into the atmosphere and the decor.
Yeah.
For me, it's the music.
I think it matters. It matters for diners care about it. Well, there are some foodies who don't. I always argue with those folks.
I do too. But here's the deal. We build our restaurants on the five senses. And one of the five senses is taste. You know,
it's taste,
it's touch, it's color, it's texture. You know, if you don't like the texture of something, you're not going back. You're not going to eat it. And obviously it's service.
Yeah.
Our service is off the chart. We train and retrain and retrain. And, you know, how do you hire somebody with a smile? How do you hire somebody with a great attitude? Or tell them they don't have a great attitude.
Right.
It's a hard thing to do. It's tough. It's one of the toughest businesses there are. When I give advice or speeches around the country, I tell people, find another profession. It's hard. It's really hard. I mean, I was a dishwasher. I was a server. So I did it all. So, I when I talk to somebody, I'm talking from experience and somebody that's been at the bottom.
Steve Schessler is our guest. DeRussia Eats. It's brought to you by Liquor Boy. I want to ask you when we come back about a Galaxy Drive-In. It's probably locally anyway, number one thing you get asked about.
Sure.
Because that hasn't worked. And so we'll talk about why and what's going to happen with that that location.
Love to.
And talk a little bit about some of your favorite lessons and experiences you've learned over the years in opening so many different concepts. One of the most creative people in restaurants, most successful too. Steve Schessler is our guest on DeRussia Eats as we continue here on CCO. He's got two books. I don't know how many restaurants over the years he's opened up. Steve Schessler is with us. The book, It's a Jungle in There. Another book about amphicars. Five restaurants in the Orlando area. One of our texters asked to ask you about Galaxy Drive-In. Is somebody who lives in that neighborhood and says, frankly, it's been an embarrassment. You bought that restaurant. It's across the street from your headquarters, right?
Right. No, it's across the street from one of my laboratories.
Oh, one of your labs, yeah, yeah.
And I also have a charity. It's a 501c3, which we do incredible things with kids with catastrophic illness. And I can talk to you about that.
Yeah.
One of the Poleds, John Poled, dresses up as Batman. I have a Batmobile, and we take care of kids that are dying. And so we have a whole laboratory over there that was just devoted to that. And then we have four other laboratories in Minneapolis just devoted.
So you can build out these.
To building out the restaurant concepts.
Ideas.
Yep.
So what happened with Galaxy Drive-In?
Well, Galaxy was great. When I took it over 15 years ago, it was a wreck. You kicked the stove and the stove would fall in. It had.
Was it Wagner's before?
It was Wagner's.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster.
Old school drive-in had
old
sort of.
Old school drive-in.
Yeah.
They let the meat sit in the water, and it wasn't what I would consider a great drive-in. So
right.
I spent $1 million on revamping it, making it look good, and we hired a company out of Chicago to take care of the day-to-day business. As I was telling you earlier, that's not my – and I was embarrassed. The food came out in a half hour instead of 10 to 15 minutes. The food sometimes was cold, sometimes it was hot, it was inconsistent. They couldn't find people to work in there. So I love it. I love the way it looks. I love the fact that it's a neighborhood place for family.
Yeah.
But you can't find people that want to work full-time in a drive-in when it's 30 below zero. And in January, you got to close. So it's hard to have a restaurant that's open 5 months a year and make any money.
Right.
You have to hire a mom and a dad that want to own a family business that's really cool and fun. And I thought it was cool for the kids to play chess and throw a football with their dad on the weekends and look at our waterfalls and all of the other stuff. But all it did was cost me money. I supported it for 10 years. I didn't make any money. And I just decided, you know, it's time to give somebody else an opportunity to turn it into something worthwhile. It's a landmark location. It's been there forever.
That's right. Right on the highway there.
Right on the highway.
You know, it is beautiful. It's a beautiful building. But what is it now? Is it? It's nothing,
right? Now it's Galaxy Drive-In, but it's got a sign that says it's for lease.
Yeah.
You know, I have Hot Dog Hall of Fame at Universal Studios in Florida, so I'm used to dealing
that
with fast food.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, you have a bunch of restaurants. It's not lost on me that you have a bunch of restaurants in Florida and nothing. You have no restaurants here in Minnesota right now,
no,
right?
No restaurants.
Is it easier? Do people spend more money? Are they more lucrative? What's the difference?
It's a bigger crowd. I get 50 million people that come to Florida.
Built-in audience.
A built-in audience.
Yeah.
And they want to see the creativity. They want escapism. They want to go to a new place. They want to check out the food. And our food is world class. I mean, we have steaks, chops, and seafood. Again, it's run by Gibson's out of Chicago. It's world class service and world class food. I'm really proud of it.
And you're also in Animal Kingdom?
In Animal Kingdom. We have Yak and Yeti. It's a Pan-Asian restaurant. Again, the guests they praise it. Disney Imagineering. People praise it, so we've done very, very well. Listen, I live here in Minnesota. I love being here, but it's almost impossible to make money in the restaurant business in Minnesota. You can't get the crowds, you can't get the turns of the tables. You know, we get 6-7 turns a day in Orlando, and you're lucky if a restaurant sometimes gets 2 or 3 turns here.
We eat early and stop early.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get to a restaurant at 10 o'clock at night in Minneapolis.
Right now,
I can go out at 1 o'clock in the morning. In New York, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. But in Florida, your restaurants are open until 11:30 at night, 12 o'clock. You know, you got tourism. Tourism is a huge, impactful a piece of consideration that
I think that's
we make
right.
in opening up a restaurant.
The tourism money, especially now that you've lost in Minneapolis so much the business travel that supported restaurants
and
here.
And the conventions. And the hotels.
Because the people who live here, Minnesotans don't like to hear this, but they're cheap when it comes to eating out.
Well, I can't say they're cheap. They're not used to the prices that we're used to seeing in Florida or Naples or New York or Chicago.
It's way more expensive.
Yeah, it's way more expensive.
Because you have to pay to, I mean, if you want this kind of stuff, like you got to pay for it.
Got to pay for it.
And it has to be attractive for a business owner to make money.
The business is changing. Everything is up in price. Doesn't matter whether it's paper goods, toilet paper, everything. So it costs more money, and you have to pass it on.
Do you see, and we're talking to Steve Schussler on DeRussia Eats, do you see an appetite for a return to kind of a theme-type restaurant like Rainforest Cafe was?
Well, it depends.
People seem so focused on, like, their local restaurant. They like the local chef, the local story. Could a national chain like that play again?
Well, you know, the Boathouse, we're looking for other locations for the Boathouse. I have to be by the water. We have to be able to get amphicars in because we call our restaurants an attraction, a restaurant, and a retail store because we have a retail store in every place. And that represents 15 to 20% of the bottom line in terms of,
merchandise.
It's a lot of money. And high-end merchandise.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really nice. People want to shop. They want to spend money. Listen, we got decimated by the pandemic. I mean, it killed the restaurant business. And a lot of people left the business, and they're not coming back. So every place you go to is short help. There's not one restaurant you'll go into that's fully staffed. And that's a problem.
Yeah. Steve Schussler, so interesting talking to you. I really appreciate you being here. Your charity is called Superheroes for Super Kids.
Superheroes with Super Kids Foundation. It's a 501c3. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life. We do one kid a month, and we do their whole family. And it's an amazing thing that we process these children and their families. We have a young lady that does all of the vetting for us, and she was the original woman for Make-A-Wish Foundation, Carla Blumberg.
Yeah.
Does an incredible job.
It's cool.
Wishes and More is the name of that organization.
It's great to have you here. Thanks for spending some time with us today. And
loved it.
Congratulations.
Thank
on
you
everything.
Very much for everything.
When you go,
you're doing
when,
a great job.
Thank you. When you go to Florida, go to the Boathouse. Go see Steve's restaurant, and it's great to have you here.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
Our guest on DeRussia Eats is one of my favorite people. She has built an incredible business that started with one location, selling tacos. And now you got burgers. You just launched another new business. Jamie Olson, the business genius behind Centro. It's a big
genius.
Is that too much
genius.
Of a
genius? Whoa! The Centro is like good.
When you
keep going, keep going.
We got Centro. We've got Hippo Pockets just
yep.
launched,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your burger concept called
Everyone Burgers, and don't forget Vivier.
Oh, Vivier
and then we have
also,
our little Agave Lounge Escondido. So we've got five brands. Jason. Five. In 5 years. It'll be our 5-year anniversary, 5-year birthday at Centro this year, June. June 30th.
You've worked in restaurants and bars for a long time, right?
My entire life, well, for the most part.
What was your first job?
In a restaurant, I would say Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen.
A lot of people in the Twin Cities restaurant business, DQ was the first job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I would love to take it full circle someday and, you know, end up back at Dairy Queen.
Wouldn't it be amazing to own a Dairy Queen?
I could work at Dairy Queen the rest of my life if, you know.
Did you like making blizzards or did you like the curly Q on top of the soft
serve?
Yeah,
I was real good at that.
The dip?
Like the number of humps for small, medium, large.
That's how they did it?
The dip was always challenging.
Dipping the cone in the chocolate?
Right.
Favorite Dairy Queen?
Oh, God, this is going to be classic Oreo, probably.
Oh,
classic Oreo Blizzard.
The Blizzard.
Yeah.
I always like the chocolate-covered cherry Blizzard, which they discontinued.
Oh, yeah.
I love the chocolate-cherry combo. But I also like, is it the Buster Bar? Is that the one with, like,
the
nuts?
Yeah, we made those.
I love
those.
You made them?
Yeah.
I know, there's one, I think, in Apple Valley that makes the Buster Bar.
Yeah, this was small. Like, this wasn't the Brazier one. It was the small old school.
I was
made everything in-house.
This is such a random conversation.
Jamie Olson.
But I was talking to a friend the other night. I was out with a group of friends from Stearns County, and they were talking about what a big deal it was when, like, one of the rural Minnesota cities had Brazier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the fancy DQ. If you had the Brazier
meals, yeah.
You had that, exactly. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in North Dakota, a little town called Valley City, an hour west of Fargo. Probably about 2,000 people population.
Small town, and you moved to the big city?
Yeah, eventually in a very, very long roundabout way. Ended up in South Carolina for a little bit and San Diego for a little bit, and then finally settled in Minneapolis, Twin Cities area. So
Jamie Olson owns Centro, their first location in Northeast.
Yep.
You had opened when?
2018. June.
And it's a beautiful building right by Indeed Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And Centro, well, explain what your concept was, because you've pivoted a bit and changed, and now you've morphed into, as you said, five different businesses.
Yeah. So our original concept was actually a refined concept that I know that you know, Jason, called Popol Vuh, and we had a lot of success with that. That space, when we moved in, came with another space that we made into Centro, a fast casual taco and margarita place, very contrasting to the refined experience. And everything was going great. And we were, you know, Centro was the engine and we were killing it. And there was lines out the door and business was booming. And then pandemic hit and, you know, we had to close two restaurants, not just one. One, obviously, Centro, you know, we were very easily able to flip into the curbside takeout and the refined. It was just too hard to transition. So we sat.
Just didn't translate.
No, yeah, you can't. Yeah.
The staffing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to charge it. It's just no way.
It didn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. So we sat on that space and it was, you know, it was dark times and then a big, empty, gloomy space. And we didn't know what refined dining would look like when we were able to open. We didn't know when we'd be able to open. So we, you know, took the opportunity and transitioned and flipped into something a little more, another casual concept, more of a market cafe that made a lot of sense for the Northeast neighborhood. And they love it. We were very, you know, well accepted, or people were happy we were there. Of course, people miss Popol Vuh.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe someday. Who knows?
You can save that concept in the back pocket for sure.
Yeah.
But who knows if that's how people want to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's changing. And I've fallen in love with fast casual. So
talk to me about that. Jamie Olson, who runs Centro and Vivir in Northeast, and now Centro has a location on Eat Street in Minneapolis and just launched a new location in the Highland neighborhood in St. Paul.
Yes.
How, you know, after working in fine dining restaurants, having this dream of opening a really incredible, well-regarded, fine dining Mexican-inspired restaurant, what made you fall in love with fast casual? Because diners have fallen in love with fast casual.
Yeah. I like the whole flexibility of the experience for the guest. It's a little more, you know, choose your own adventure situation. So you can really, you know, you can, your net for your people and your demographic is much larger. It's a system based operation, fast casual. So you have to have your systems and your efficiencies down. And I really like building something like that and seeing it work.
So explain that. What does that mean?
So it's faster paced. So you have to have, like, for example, our margaritas, we have a craft style bar, but our tacos might hit the table in 3 minutes before this nicely crafted cocktail. So we put our cocktails on tap so we can get them to the table before the margarita, before the food hits the table.
Yeah.
There's just all sorts of...
Getting the timing right, getting the speed, still having the quality and the consistency.
Yeah. I like it. I like the fast pace. I like refined too. I'm not saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely miss it, but I do like the lower expectation, I guess, of the fast casual experience.
Sure. Do you find that the guest is a little more forgiving in a fast casual environment?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So those
for
of
the
us
most part,
the fine dining guests, like, you, if you're going to pay fine dining prices, you expect
you got to be on point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jamie Olson expanded Central from that first location in Northeast, and you blew it out, as you said. You put in Vivir, which has like a great marketplace, but also like a bakery and a coffee and all of that. So it kind of feels like full of daylight. You go in there during the day. Talk to me about the agave spirits bar that you have. Sort of, it's a little bit of a, I think it's a hidden gem that more people should know about.
Yeah. I mean, it's very small. It only seats probably 10 to 12 people at the most. So that really, I let our in-house agave expert, Todd Muehlherr, kind of take the reins and run with it, because I obviously love the culture in the behind the agave spirit and mezcal and tequila, but I'm not, you know, I don't have the education that this person does. So he's very
passionate. You were a bartender.
I was a bartender, yeah, and in at heart, I still am, I think. but no, he knows it all. I've never met anybody with as much knowledge as him. So he hosts these private tasting experiences, or you can walk in on Friday and Saturday after 5, and you'll find him or one of our other team members there.
It's a mezcal, agave, tequila, all of that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's called Escondido. So you can just walk in on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah. After 5.
And nice.
Have a really cool, unique experience, definitely.
It's really cool. And right now, I mean, to say on trend sounds trite, but for sure, if the last 2 decades was all about bourbon, I think the next it's not me being a genius saying this, but the sales data says the next 2 decades are certainly going to be tequila, mezcal, soto, on and on and on.
Yep. It's, you know, it's happening. It has been happening in a lot of the cities, and it's happening more and more in Minneapolis. So we'll see a lot more.
Are we sometimes slower for these trends to get here?
Oh, I think so.
Why do you think that is? I mean, we have you know, social media. Everyone sees Instagram from the coast. People have friends all over the place. Like, why does it take so long for like a for a trend to show up here?
You know, I'm not the expert, so I don't know. But I would imagine it has something to do with our size, and you know, we're a little more insulated as Minneapolis and St. Paul goes.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a lot of people moving, you know, across the nation or internationally as many to Minneapolis, St. Paul as we see in, you know, Chicago, New York, and those bigger cities.
Jamie Olson is with us. When we come back, we'll talk about expanding to St. Paul and then talk about this innovation of how you guys came up with this Hippo Pockets idea.
It's fun.
It is fun. It's a fun name, and I think you guys will like to learn more about it. Jamie Olson, who owns Centro in Northeast, Eat Street, and now in Highland Park, which one of our texters just said. They had dinner with friends there last Thursday. Fantastic atmosphere, food, and margaritas. We'll be back soon.
Aww.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. I love that.
All right, more with Jamie Olson on DeRussia Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy and the Minnesota Pork Board. Next. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. We continue our conversation with Jamie Olson, Centro, Vivir, Everyone. Everyone is your burger concept.
Yep.
And why did you launch that?
You know, we're working on the Nicollet space on Eat Street, and then also the Highland Park Street place was in development about at the same time. And they're two massive spaces, and they're too big for just the Central brand. So, you know, we really started wrapping our heads around what would pair well with this taco concept. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tacos and burgers.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
It made sense.
What more do Americans love? I mean, those are, you can throw in pizza maybe, but those are our food groups, I think.
Yeah. Pizza maybe someday.
Ryan, why not?
See how tired.
How tired you are. So you have the burger concept, and then you're like, I don't have enough on my plate, and you launched Hippo Pockets.
Yes, Hippo Pockets.
What is Hippo Pockets?
So Hippo Pockets is a brand that we came up with this winter. We moved into our Eat Street space, which is our large commissary kitchen. There's 8,000 square feet of kitchen. We've got a lot of room, and we have it so we can grow the Central brand and, you know, really make everything efficient and systematic, like I talked about earlier.
It's right on 2412 Nicollet Avenue for people if you want to. If you need to drive there tonight, that's the address.
It's a cool spot. So we had a little extra time this winter between projects and a lot of space. And our Centro Crunch, if anybody, you know, has been to a Centro, that's our number one selling item. And so it's a whole story in itself for how it got onto our menu. But people go crazy for it. So we were sitting around the Nicollet kitchen and brainstorming some ideas to utilize that kitchen space fully. And I was just thinking, how much mileage can we get out of this Centro Crunch?
And the Centro Crunch, it's like, how would you describe it?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
From another restaurant, that would be a good... But it's like
a flour. It's a flour tortilla vessel.
If you took a burrito and like flattened it and kind of pan fried the tortilla, that's sort of the bit.
Yep, it's delicious.
It's Everybody really good. One of my kids always gets it when we come to Centro.
Yeah, people go crazy.
Teenagers, they can eat many of those.
It's
a bit of a gut bomb. It's a big deal for sure. But it's your number one thing.
Yep. And so it's very easy for us to create these ghost kitchen or cloud kitchens, as they're known, brands, and easily run it out of that Nicollet space. So we created this Hippo Pocket. So we're taking it to the next level and really creating these fun, unique flavors, all folded into this flour tortilla and grilled on a press. And, you know, we're adding a lot of that 90s nostalgia. You know, when
the website's really funny.
It's like fun.
Great design. Got the cassette tape on there.
We got the hippo mascot. It's just really about having fun with this brand. It's very classic flavors and, you know, just approachable.
What's not to like?
Pizza and chicken bacon ranch and chicken and waffle and Philly. the Royale, which is my personal favorite.
Like a ham and cheese type situation?
Like a cheeseburger.
Oh, like a cheeseburger Royale. Oh, cool. Nice.
And waffle fries as well.
Which are awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's fun. We're just having a lot of fun with it, and it's something we could do, and we'll see where we take it next. Right now, we're really, really focused on...
Why is it so easy to do it? Is it just because all you have to do is launch a website?
It's a lot of marketing and branding. I mean, the kitchen's in place, the team's in place. You have all the elements that you need to create.
And it doesn't rob from your existing brand? So do you find it's additive business as opposed to just shifting people from Centro into Hippo Pockets?
It's an additive. So the same people that are cooking the Centro food at night are also cooking.
No, I just mean from the customer perspective.
Oh.
So
it's an
additive. Do you worry that it's going to steal business away that just would have gone to Centro anyway? Or is it additive in that you're
I think
growing?
It's additive. It wasn't available in our restaurant at all. But then we, have a lot of people that order pickup from third party and show up and eat it at our, restaurant anyways. But then they order a margarita or they order something from the Centro menu. So it's an additive. It's bringing people in.
You feel like on Monday I can go to Centro. On Tuesday I can go to Everyone. On Wednesday I can order from Hippo Pockets.
Yeah.
And it's all Jamie Olson money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's all my money.
It's a win-win-win for you, but from a business standpoint.
Yeah. Yep.
It's interesting. It's just a different way of thinking about running a restaurant space. Mm-hmm. It's not just about that one concept necessarily.
Yeah. And we might, we have the ability to create more. And it's a good testing ground, too, to test something.
If it works,
you don't have
to. If it doesn't, no loss, really.
Exactly.
Just time. You got plenty of that, right? All right, Jamie Olson, before you go, I need three restaurant recommendations from you that are not one of your own concepts. Three favorites that you like.
That are not one of my own concepts?
Yeah.
Like other restaurants?
Other restaurants that you like.
Oh, yeah, easy. I'm going to stick with St. Paul here because I've been
hanging out. That's your neighborhood.
It's my neighborhood.
Right?
I've lived there for 20 years. I think there's a lot of great things happening. Chips Clubhouse, one of my favorites. Great neighborhood spot.
Love it.
Bar Cart that just opened up. And
outstanding.
Then, gosh, there's so many.
Those are two good ones.
I really like Gus too. They do a good job.
Those are probably my three top recommendations these days when people are looking for newer places.
Look at us.
We're brilliant. Jamie Olson, congratulations.
Thanks,
Centro.
Jason.
You can find Centro in Northeast Minneapolis on Nicollet, Eat Street, and newly opened in Highland Park in St. Paul, where it's doing great, right?
Yeah, it's business.
St. Paul, man. Plenty of business.
Yeah.
Plenty of business over there. Very good. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jason. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason@Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.